He touched me.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I'm so glad he touched me.
Amen.
I tell you, he gave me a real good touch back in 1976 of November. I tell you, he touched me, and I've been on his side ever since. Thank the Lord. I'm not going to say that every day was always sunshine.
That's right.
I'm not going to say that every day was all the time just like I wanted. But one thing about it, the Lord, the good days outweigh the bad days.
Amen.
Ain't the Lord good?
Yes.
He didn't promise that every day was going to be sunshine and ice cream, brother. Brother. Amen. We're going to have trials and temptations.
Yes.
Yeah. Bible said trouble on every side.
Oh, yeah.
But he's still there. Certainly we thank God tonight. We're so glad to see each and every one here. I'm thankful that we can be back here in Miami. Amen. One more time.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We had a wonderful trip, and we thank God for traveling in mercy in the airways. Amen. We thank the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord is so good. We just glad to. The Lord made a way for us. Amen. You know, sometimes we just take it for granted. But we thank the Lord that he made a way. And he made a way out of no way.
Amen.
I remember my wife flew Delta this time. We normally fly American. And normally I could choose my seating where I want to sit. But this time they had me situated in a seat where I didn't want to sit. I don't like to sit in the rear of a plane. Makes too much noise. Amen. And too many folks running to that bathroom in and out. They trying to get a little sleep and amen, it just back and forth. And I told my wife, I said, good gracious life, we all the way back in the back of the plane. I know our seat was 33, I think, D and E. And that was the last seat. I said, I don't like this. But you know what? Before that plane took off, the air stewards came back there and said, are you Jerry Lennon? I said, yes, ma'am. Is this Cynthia Lennon? I said, yes, that's my wife. Well, we're going to move you up.
Praise God.
Ain't God good?
Praise God.
I said, we're going to move you up. Not the first class, but I call it second class because we're right behind the first class.
Amen.
Amen. So I said, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I said, the Lord is good. And it's good all the time. I know I'm not telling you something that you don't know. I know he have done the same thing for you.
Amen.
But sometimes the devil just try to make us do the pity party and complain and mumble and grumble. But we need to look up and see what God is doing for us.
Oh, yes.
We can always look on something negative. We always can look on something that ain't working. But amen, let us concentrate on what he is doing for us.
Lord.
Praise you, the Lord. Certainly we thank God today. Amen. We want to read here coming from Isaiah. Amen. The 38th chapter, very familiar scripture here. Amen. Do pray for us because we cannot do nothing without God, but we can do things with him. Amen. All things with him God can bless. Amen. Now this is a very familiar scripture here, but we got a few points and thoughts tonight we want to share. Amen. With you. Coming from the book of Isaiah, the 38th chapter. And we want to read, amen, verses 1 through 7. Amen. And the Bible speaks as thus. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, thus says the Lord, amen, set thine house in order. For thy shall die and not live.
Lord Jesus.
Then Hezekiah turned his face towards the wall and prayed unto the Lord. And he said, remember now, O Lord, how I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, go and say to Hezekiah, thus says the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hands of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city. And this shall be a sign unto thee from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing that he has spoken. Shall we pray? Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for this time. We thank you, Lord, for the word of God. Lord, we ask that you bless your man servant as he declared the good news. We ask that you lead me, anoint me, Lord, from on high.
Yes.
Lord, as the word be preached, Lord, help us as sitting there to let the word intercede into our hearts and our minds. And help us to live thereby. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The first verse says, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said, thus says the Lord, set thine house in order. And that's going to be the topic tonight, or the sermon title is, set thine house in order. For thy shall die and not live. Let us all say sad news.
Sad news.
Amen. The Bible said Hezekiah was what? Sick unto death.
Yes.
In our day and time, when we get analyzed or get diagnosed for a sickness, and maybe the doctor come and tell you, say, you have a sickness unto death. Oh man, that's praying time. How you think Hezekiah fit? I thank God for the sickness of Hezekiah, and I thank God for the recovery. Amen. But in this day and time, when you are sick unto death, they call that terminal illness. Terminal illness means that you getting ready to leave from here in short term. Your days are very limited. Most of the time they begin to call on hospice. Amen. To put you in a place where you just lay there for your final days. But Brother Hezekiah, he won't readily because he was a child of God. But the Bible said the prophet Isaiah, the prophet son of Amos, he came and prophesied and said unto Hezekiah, he said, Thus said the Lord, thus said the Lord, set thine house in order. Praise ye the Lord. How many know when you get ready to leave from here, you need to make sure and very sure that your house is set in order. Amen. It didn't tell you to check on somebody else's house. Can I get a witness? He didn't tell you to make sure, amen, that somebody else dotting every I and crossing their T's.
That's right.
But he said, Hezekiah, the Lord said to me to warn you that you getting ready to leave from here. You sick unto death and you need to set your house in order. In other words, you need to clean up your house. You need to examine yourselves and see if there'll be anything that you need to straighten up. I do believe right here in Miami, this is a good advice tonight. Amen. We need to examine ourselves and check our house out.
Yes, Lord.
And make sure that everything is all right. How many of us know that we're getting ready to leave from here? Time is declining. Time is running out. Praise the Lord. It don't matter how old you are, and it does not matter how young you are. I have seen short graves. I have seen long graves. I have seen old folks leaving out of here. But that's why we need to make sure and very sure that everything is all right. You know, it bothers me sometimes when folks lay down and know they ain't right. Amen. Lay down and close their eyes and know they don't have peace with God. Sometimes we as Christian folks, sometimes we got an alt against our brother and sister. Sometimes we got a problem that we need to straighten out. And the Bible says, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Amen. Get it right while time is time. Get it right while you got blood running warm in your veins. Because you need to set your house in order. He won't only talk to our Hezekiah, but he's talking about you and I tonight. I said, ain't the Lord good here tonight? Yes. Set it in order. Clean up your house. Amen. Leave other folks' house alone and work on you. Praise ye the Lord. That's where a lot of time we use our useless energy trying to straighten somebody else out. But I want to let you know, church, it takes full time to work on you. Ain't God good? If you get you all right, amen, you're doing a good job. To God be the glory. So look on yourself. Make sure and very sure that you don't sweep around your porch. Ain't God good? Clean your steps off. To God be the glory. That the song said, take 6 months to tend to your business and 6 months to leave other folks' business alone. If you do that year in and year out, you don't have no more time to worry about somebody else. Amen. And now we're speaking to a man called Hezekiah. He's getting ready to leave from here and he's serious and he's getting his mind on the Lord and he took that instruction because it came from the Lord. Then the Bible said, it said, and here in the first verse, it said, and he came unto him and said unto him, thus says the Lord, not me, but the Lord is saying, Hezekiah, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Oh my Lord, I tell you, if that news came to me, praise you the Lord, it's time for me to check myself out, make sure that I'm ready to go. Ain't the Lord good? But what Hezekiah do when the bad news came? He just sort of say, oh well, I don't know what to do. Amen. Sometimes we get in some hard situation and we hold our hands up and quit. We hold our hands up and just say, well, what can I do? But we now got to do just like Hezekiah did. The Bible said Hezekiah turned. Can I get a witness in here?
Amen.
I said he said Hezekiah turned his face towards the wall and prayed unto the Lord. Do we have any prayer warriors in here tonight? I said, ain't God good? I tell you, when you get that kind of news, it's praying time. Praise you the Lord. He turned his face unto the wall. He got down to business with the Lord. Sometimes we go through some hard situation and we need to do just like Hezekiah did. He won't interest in nobody. His mom might have been there. The brothers and sisters might have been there. jail, but it was just between him and God. Amen. Sometimes, church, we just need to turn our face into the wall, and it's just me and the Lord. Lord, I need you. Ain't God good? But so many times we so busybodies, worrying about this thing and worrying about that thing, and we lose our blessing from the Lord. But turn your face into the wall, and it's just you and God. There's a personal relationship now, just you and the Lord. Lord, amen. You hear? I hear your plea, Lord. I hear what you just told Isaiah about me. You said that I'm gonna die and not live, but he got down to business and began to pray. He said, and I said, remember me now, O Lord, I beg thee, how I have walked before thee in truth. Yes. Ain't God good? See, when you get down to business with God, amen, God will get down to business with you. Ain't God good tonight? I said, when you get down to business with God, the Lord will get down to business with you. Amen. He began to pray, because he had a track record of doing right and living right. Sometimes we want a lot of blessings. We want the Lord to come to our rescue, but we ain't got no record. We can't say, Lord, I walk before you with a clean heart. Come on, church. You want the Lord to come to your rescue? Amen. You've got to have a track record of doing right. Praise you the Lord. You can't live no raggedy lives and trying to call on the Lord. You can't do what you want to do and call on the Lord. You can't live, amen, well, right when you get ready. At revival times, I'm going to live a pretty good life. Amen. At camp meeting times, I'm going to be at church. But come on, how are you 24 hours a day and 7 days a week? Amen. We don't never know when our evil day going to come. We don't never know when our bad day going to come. That's why we got to live right 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. You got to live right, amen, and then you'll die right. Ain't God good? Then you can pray unto the Lord and he will hear your cry. Ain't God good in here tonight? Amen. But if you ain't living right, well, the Bible says he don't hear sinful prayers. Amen. You got to live right. You got to walk right. You got to do God's will, not just on Sunday, not just at camp meeting times, not just at revival times. This thing for the last 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. But I'm so glad we pray we got a man here that didn't mind calling on the Lord. How many know when you call on the Lord, he will come to your rescue? Ain't God good? Isn't it so good when you call on him, he'll come and make a way out of no way? Amen. Look at this man now, getting ready to die, but he's serious about God. Amen. He said he turned his face toward the wall and he prayed unto the Lord. Thank the Lord. The Bible said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise you the Lord. I'm trying to tell you those prayers work, but there's no need to call on the Lord when we know we ain't live right. Can I get a witness in here? Amen. You're doing anything you want to do, and then you wait till you get on your dying bed. Come on, somebody. And then want to call on the Lord. But Hezekiah was a believer. Hezekiah was a man of God. Hezekiah had faith in the Lord, so he could know that if I call on the Lord, I know he's going to come to my rescue. Praise you the Lord. But now it's just between him and God. Ain't God good? Praise you the Lord. He turned his face toward the wall and he began to pray. And he said, remember now. Come on. Ain't God good? Remember now. Lord, you remember how, amen, I used to walk before thee. Do you remember, Lord? I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth with a what? Perfect heart. Yes. Ain't God good in here? Can we say perfect heart?
Perfect.
That's what it's going to take. If you want to get to heaven, you're going to have a perfect heart. Amen. Holiness is the way. Amen. When you're living a holy life, amen, then you got a perfect heart. Amen. Only but the pure in heart, the Bible said, shall see God. Amen. When you call on the Lord with a perfect heart, you get to the ear of God, and He's going to come and give you whatever you desire. Amen. Call on Him, church. Long as you're living for God, He will fix it. He will work it out. How many in here tonight know He's a fixer? How many in here tonight know He's a burden lifter? How many in here tonight know He can come to your rescue? What you're going through tonight, only thing you got to do is pray and believe and get down to business with God. Amen. You don't have to wait till you get hard. This bad news. Sometimes we wait sometime when bad news comes. Sometimes we wait sometime when we get sick and we live any kind of life. But when this bad life and these things come, these calamities come, then we want to say, oh Lord, I need you, Lord. But we need to be able to live right, amen, each and every day while things are going good. Praise you, Lord. Amen. Need to be able to live right while everything is going all right. Amen. See, don't let problems and trouble force you to live saved. But we need to live saved each and every day. But I thank God when things do happen. Praise you, the Lord. I thank God when you do have a bad day. Amen. You can call on the Lord. Amen. And He will come to your rescue. Ain't the Lord good? Isn't that so good tonight? Amen. We can call on Him and He'll come in like a mighty flood and work it out. Praise you, the Lord. But the Bible said here, He said, now I beg thee, beseech me, beg thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart and have done that which is good in thy sight. Ain't God good? There's a good record there in it. Amen. He lived a perfect, he had a perfect heart. And he done that which was good in the sight of the Lord. Amen. And he walked before thee in truth. Amen. Call on him. And the Lord will come to your rescue. Praise you, the Lord. And the Bible said, and Hezekiah wept so. Praise you, the Lord. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah saying. See how God will change that thing. Ain't the Lord good? See, Isaiah came with one message. The first message he said, thus said the Lord, set thine house in order, for thy shall die and not live. Now he coming with another message. Come on, church. Amen. See, sometimes the Lord tell you some things and put some, amen, some hard places in your life. But if you get down to business with God, he can come and change that thing. Ain't the Lord good? Have you ever prayed and the Lord changed some situation? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I have. Sometimes things happen. Amen. It looked like the devil just had his thing to work that way and that bad way. But when I begin to pray, praise you, the Lord. Anybody know about prayer? I said, when I begin to pray, the Lord turned that negative situation around to a positive. Ain't the Lord good? Yes, He is. He'll turn it around every time. Only thing you got to do is pray and live right. I can't stress much about that. That's the key factor. Amen. That's the key factor is living right. When you factor in God, that's what makes the difference. When Hezekiah began to call on the Lord, amen, from a pure heart, that's what made the difference. Now, here's some good news. Amen. He had some bad news. But if you live right, that news will change. The Bible says, it said, then came the word of the Lord, Isaiah, saying, amen, Isaiah coming again now. What did he say? He said, now go and say to Hezekiah, amen. See, he said, now go and say to Hezekiah, thus says the Lord of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. Ain't God good?
Oh, yeah.
Ain't the Lord good? When you pray and got a great track record, the Lord said, I hear your prayer. Ain't the Lord good? See, when you get down to business, brothers and sisters, with the Lord, turn your face to the wall, and it's just between you and God. Amen. You can get to God's attention. Praise you, the Lord. He said, I hear your prayer. Praise you, the Lord. Ain't God good in here? It said, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Sometimes we cry and weep. Praise ye the Lord. I think that one person said the tears is bottled up, so to speak. Don't think your tears is being wasted. Amen. The Lord see your tears. He see your cries. He see your sad heart. Amen. Just trust right in the Lord. Ain't God good in him? I think about Brother Paul. Well, I think about Brother Hezekiah. You know, amen. It looked like the doctor is trying to give up on him. Ain't God good? And the doctor is saying no. But I'm glad the Lord can say yes. When the doctor say no, the Lord can say yes. Amen. The Lord can change that thing. Look like he's about ready to go, but the Lord can change that thing and give him an increase. Ain't God good in him? To add some more years to his life is if God want that to be. Praise you the Lord. Amen. Looked like Hezekiah. He looked like he was about to go. Ain't God good? But he prayed and the Lord heard his prayer. Amen. Thank the Lord. The Lord has seen his tears and the Lord has heard his prayer. And what did the Lord say to him? He said, I will add unto thee days 15 years. Ain't God good? I said, ain't God good in here tonight? Amen. Here's a man getting ready to get out of here. Here's a man getting ready to leave this earth. And now he done got raised up and got 15 more years of living. See, that's just like my Lord. That's how the Lord operates. Amen. Sometimes we want the blessing of the Lord, but we don't want to live right. Amen. If you live right and pray right, God will be at your rescue. He will be right there ready to give you deliverance. He'll be right ready to give you some blessings of the Lord. Only thing you got to do is say, Lord, here am I need you, Lord. Amen. Just like Hezekiah. And the Lord said, I will deliver unto thee. Amen. 15 years I will add unto thy days. 15 years. I don't know how old he was, but I tell you what. Amen. If he was 60, he was going to live 75 years. Thank the Lord good in here. Amen. So church, I'm letting you know tonight, whatever you need from the Lord, amen, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Praise you the Lord. Only thing you have to do, as the word said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you can ask whatever you will and it might, but it shall be done. Praise you the Lord. Ain't God good? The Bible said, many affliction of the righteous, but he said he will deliver you out of them all. Thank God, Brother Hezekiah, for deliverance. Praise you the Lord. He's still the same today. Makes no difference what you're going through with. Only thing you need to let go and let God fix it for you. Amen. Preacher, how you know? Amen. I tried him and it works. Amen. He done came to my rescue many, many times. Amen. We don't have to walk around here with our heads hung down. We don't have to walk around here with saddened hearts. We don't have to walk around here down and out. But we can call on the Lord and he will come to your rescue. I thank the Lord for that. And he also said he would never leave you nor forsake you. He will be with you until the end of the world. Ain't God good? See those great promises of the Lord? Only thing we got to do is just stand, still and see the salvation of the Lord. I thank the Lord. Amen. I just wonder why folks, amen, feel like the Lord ain't doing nothing for me. But I want to tell you, yes, He is. He's doing something for you. Praise you the Lord. And if you do more for Him, amen, commit your life. Amen. Give Him your life and let Him take fully control of you. Amen. You see, the Lord will work more in a mighty way. Ain't the Lord good? Give Him something to work with. Praise you the Lord. Give Him a dedicated life. Amen. Say, Lord, here am I. Amen. Here am I. Make me. Shape me like I need to be. Ain't the Lord good? I tell you, when you get down to business, the Lord will get down to business with you. Praise you the Lord. When you go and pray a sincere prayer, praise you the Lord. Not a self-righteous prayer, but the Hezekiah prayed a sincere prayer. Oh, yes, he did. He just said, Lord, I live for you. I did what I know I need to do. Now there's different in a sincere prayer, and then there's different in a prayer that's, amen, just a selfish prayer. A prayer that self-righteous. Let's move over here to Luke, praise you the Lord. Over here to Luke, if you get it, read here for me. Luke the 18th chapter. Ain't God good. Amen. It said Luke 18, and we want to read over here verse 10 through 14. Praise you the Lord.
Two men went up into the temple.
Now here we want to read. Amen. Two men went up and they was praying. One a publican.
One a Pharisee,
and the other a publican.
The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself.
Now listen, see, when you want to get some help from the Lord, you got to come out with a sincere prayer.
Yeah.
Amen. That's why Hezekiah got help, because he said, Lord, he didn't go and try to act like he was just all of that, but he had an humble prayer. Lord, you know, you got the track record. You know my life. You see me. You know my coming ins. And you know my going out. You know me, Lord. You see me every day. See? He said, now, but a publican, see? Pray, Pharisee prayer. Said this. Now, what did he say, sister?
The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself.
Now, listen.
God,
I thank thee.
That I am not as other men are.
I am not as other men are.
Extortioners.
Unjust.
Adulterers. Or even as this publican.
Even as this publican. Stop right there, sister. Amen. See, when you pray a self-righteous prayer like that. Amen. Putting you up and everybody else down. You can't get to the eye of the Lord. You got to come say, Lord, you know me. I ain't got to explain who I am. I ain't got to act like I'm all of that. But Lord, you know my track record. You know my life. You know how I conduct myself. You know, Lord, how I run my business. Ain't God good? See, when you pray from a sincere perspective, you will get help from God. But when you start putting yourself up and putting the other folks down, you're going to lose your blessings. Amen. It said what? Read again. It said, I'm not like as others.
I thank thee that I am not as other men are.
Come on, church. I'm not like other men.
Are. Extortioners.
I'm not extortioners.
Unjust.
Adulterers.
Or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week.
Oh, my Lord. Can I get a witness? Hold on, sister. Can I get a witness in this place?
Yes.
So many of us sometimes. You're going to lose your blessing. Mm-hmm. Boasting on bragging on you. Mm-hmm. Saying what I too many eyes in it. I have fasted twice a week. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yes.
Amen. You don't have to tell the Lord your behavior. You don't have to remind the Lord how you live your life. He knows you better than you know yourself.
Yeah.
You got to have an humble heart. How many know to serve the Lord, you got to have a humble heart?
Yes, amen.
Amen. We have to be in humility.
Yes.
Praise you the Lord.
when you got the spirit of putting yourself up on a pinnacle and putting other folks down, that's not the mind of the Lord. Praise you the Lord. Amen. If anything, you put someone up. You put someone up and you put yourself down. Amen. Ain't the Lord good? Praise you the Lord. In other words, you take the back seat and let somebody else have the front seat. Ain't that right, Brother Larry? Amen. Brother Larry was sitting in the back of the van. Amen. And he got me by about 9 or 10 years. Amen. I said, Brother, you need to sit up in the front and let Brother Jerry sit in the back. Ain't God good in here? See, we have to have a spirit of preferring your brother. Amen. You got to have a humble heart. See, that's how you get to the eyes of the Lord. Amen. That's how Hezekiah got the Lord's attention. He didn't go boastful. He didn't go and be mean and mighty. He could have said, Lord Hezekiah, Lord, I'm great. I just did this and I did this. And Lord, you got to come and help me out. But he prayed a humble prayer. Amen. And when you pray a humble prayer, the Lord will come to your rescue. Yes. Praise you, the Lord. Ain't God good? Now, what did Elsie say, dear sister?
I give tithes of all that I will do.
Now, he done fasted twice a week, and now he got to boast on how much he gives. I have given tithes how many times?
Twice
a week.
No, I give tithes of all that I possess.
Okay, I give tithes of all that I possess.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the publican standing afar off.
Now looking at the public.
Would not lift up so much.
See the difference.
His eyes unto heaven.
Amen. Now the publican. Not even, he's so humble, he didn't even lift his eyes towards heaven. Mm-hmm. Amen. Humble man. Mm-hmm. What happened?
But smote upon his breast.
And smote upon his breast.
God be merciful to me, a sinner.
Amen. He didn't try to act like he was all of that, plus a bag of Dorito chips. Mm-hmm. But he came honest.
Yes.
He said, Lord, I'm a sinner.
Yes.
And I need help. Praise ye the Lord. See, when you come to the Lord, just be real.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When you come to the Lord, just be honest.
Yes.
Because how many know you can't fool God?
That's right.
He knows your heart. He weighs your spirit. He knows who's in. He knows who's out. Amen. Some of us, you know, when the preacher come to town, we can look pretty good and do pretty good. Ain't God good? We can look real sanctimonious. But let me tell you, God see us. He see you when I'm in North Carolina. He see you when Brother Larry is in Ohio. Amen. See, one thing about it, we didn't bring God here when we came. The Lord was here before we got here. And when we leave, he gonna still be here. Ain't God good? Amen. And he knows you. See, one thing about the man that knows you, he's here with you all the time. Ain't the Lord good in here? He knows your life. He knows your action. He knows what you're thinking right now.
Amen.
Amen. Praise you, the Lord. He knows, amen, when you're not making 100%. He knows, amen, what you just did yesterday.
Yes.
I don't have to know it, but God knows.
Yes.
A lot of times we wonder why, when we pray, we don't see results. Sometimes we wonder why the Lord just don't do like he said he would do. See? You got the Bible says if you abide in me, we got to abide in him and he in us. Come on.
Yeah.
Then, what did it say? You can ask.
Yes.
Praise you the Lord. Amen?
Amen?
And he would do what he said he would do. Praise you the Lord. See, there's agreement between you and God. Amen. Like I said earlier, some of us just want the blessings of the Lord. We want the goodness of the Lord. We want the loaves and the fish. But we got to live this thing.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise you, the Lord. I thank God for a life of Hezekiah. Mm-hmm. A steady life. Mm-hmm. As Brother Salmon said, steady as you go.
Right.
Amen. No wavering. No up and down. Amen. When I come back next month, a few months, or next year, you still fighting the good fight of faith.
Yes,
amen. When I ask, where is brother so-and-so? Where is sister so-and-so? You say he or she is on fire for God. But it's so sad when you leave 3 or 4 months and come back and you ask, where is so-and-so? Where is sister this? Oh, you know, brother, done lost out.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? This race is not to the swift, not the battle, but it's the one that continues and endures until the end.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, the Lord. Mm-hmm. Praise you, the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's a wonderful thing to start this godly walk with God, but there is another thing to end up with Him. Amen. See, starting in this race and not going to the end, that's no good. Amen. We want to go unto the end. Ain't God good in here?
Amen.
Praise you, the Lord. Now, in order, when I look on the life of Hezekiah and look on his sickness and look on how God have came in and blessed him in a mighty way, I want to let you know, we got to learn to pray. We got to learn to seek the Lord. And I tell you, if you pray and you seek the Lord, as we're going to read over here in 2 Chronicles, I think it's the 7th chapter and the 14th verse. I believe that's it. Let's see. See, this is the conclusion of this message tonight.
Yes.
Everybody wants the blessings of the Lord, but it's something we got to do. God's people. See, sometimes we wonder why we ain't getting what we want from God. Sometimes we wonder why I'm not being as truly blessed as I ought to be. Sometimes you wonder why, praise ye the Lord, my family is not turning to God. Sometimes you may wonder why we have empty benches in this church. Amen. My people. Can I get a witness in here? Thank you. Whoever brought this water, we want to thank you. Very good and timely. See, brothers and sisters, we got to do something as God's people. We got the name as God's people. We got the name as being Christians and a child of God. But we got to change. We got to get to the Lord. We got to make some adjustment. The Bible says here in 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, if my people, which are called by my name, amen, if my people, come on my people, we all are called by the Lord's name. But the Bible said here, shall humble themselves. Uh-oh. See, it's something we got to do. Wonder why the Lord is slow coming to our rescue. Wonder why we are not getting the blessing that we really need from God. There are some adjustments need to be made in our lives. My people. Amen. Sometimes we're too busy looking, like I said earlier, on somebody else's house. Too busy looking around at the other fellow and need to look on you. And say, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. So many times we look at our brothers and our sisters, but it's not my brother, it's not my sister, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. So we want to examine ourselves and shine that searchlight on us. You know, it's easy to shine the searchlight on everybody else. I got a grandson. He loves flashlights. When you turn the lights off, he wants to shine it on you and grandma and look around. Amen. But he very seldom shining on him. But he wants to see everybody else. You know, sometimes we get like little children. We want to see what sister over here doing. What? She knows that wrong. Look her there. See, when you eyeballing somebody else, you can't see you. Hello. Amen. And when you're pointing at this person and that person, you got three of them pointing back at you. So I believe if everybody tends to their own business and work on number one, you won't have time. Can I get a witness in here to work on somebody else?
That's right.
And you will make heaven your home. But I do believe if you keep concentrating on somebody else and this person, that person, then guess what? Your life is being neglected. It was told by Prophet Isaiah to tell Hezekiah, you need to set your house in order. You don't worry about nobody else's house. See? Work on us. And I do believe if we work on us, you'll see more people come in here. You'll see your life blossom for God. You'll see lights shining. You just walk downtown, folks looking on you. What church did you go to? Because they see different in your life. Mm-hmm. They can see that you're a child of God.
That's right.
In your everyday life living, folks see your conduct, how you behave yourself.
Yeah.
See, we can't behave ourselves any kind of way as being a child of God.
Right.
See, we got to live this thing and people's watching you.
That's right.
And they know you. Your community, your neighborhood, folks know you better than you think they do. Come on, sisters and brothers. Work on us. Quit being so hard on our children and our families. And start looking on us. Sometimes we are in the way. It's if I got to live like mom and daddy live, I got to live like this person, the way they carry on, I don't want none of this stuff. Hello.
Yeah, that's right.
See, sometimes you wonder.
Yeah.
When you get down like Hezekiah, need a prayer, need to get to the ear of the Lord, you got to have a track record.
Yes.
You got to be living something. So my people, this might don't be a shouting message tonight, but it'll get you to heaven.
Yeah.
Praise you the Lord. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. We got to be humble. Submissive. Lowly. Amen. Be able to be told something. And then be able to listen. Don't always be the one that dish things out. And then can take it when it come back. Uh-oh, hello in here. See, so many times we want to dish things out. But we got to be able to listen and respect one another.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
That's in it too.
That's right.
Amen. You can't just say what you want to say and do what you want to do when you get ready to do it. Because self say this, you blah, 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 blah. You need to have some restraint. Bridle your tongue. And let's fall right into the word humility. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, and the Bible said, and pray. Now that's two things, humble and pray. Pray means to get down on your business knees. You ain't got to really get down. If you'll get down, you stand and pray. You can drive and pray. You can, amen, ride and pray. But you need to pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's how you get close to the Lord. Call on Him. Call on Him in the morning. Call on Him in the noonday. Call on Him in the nighttime. Call on the Lord. He will come to your rescue.
Yes.
And then you know when you pray, the Lord will show you some things.
That's right.
Yes, He will.
Yes.
First of all, He'll show you some things about you.
That's right.
See? Pray about you. Mm-hmm. Lord, I need you. Don't always act like you already graduated and everything is all right between you and God. It ain't that way. I'm still working on Brother Jerry.
Yes.
Ain't God good? Amen. I'll be the first one to admit I'm still working on me. It's a full-time job taking care of me. Huh? Amen. So we have to pray, the Bible said. And first it said, humble themselves and pray. And then number three, seek. Amen. Seek my face. What that mean? Seek my face. Want to be more like the Lord. Want to seek His face. Want to seek His direction. Want to seek after things of Him. Want to have the mind of Christ. The Bible said, let this mind be in you that was what? Also in Christ Jesus. In other words, I want to be more like Him and less like myself.
Amen.
See, because myself will get me in a big mess.
Yes, Lord.
Get me in trouble. Yeah. See? Seek after Him.
Mm-hmm.
Not after that person here or this person over there, but seek His face.
Yes.
See, because I've been seeking other folks' faces. Want to be like somebody else? Huh?
Amen.
Want to be like Michael Jackson, somebody said.
Mm.
Want to be like Michael Jordan.
Oh,
want to be like this person, that person. But you know who I want to be like? Jesus.
Yes,
amen. Amen. That's the face I want to be like.
Amen.
I want to be like Jesus.
Yes,
praise you the Lord.
Amen.
Ain't the Lord good?
Amen.
Praise you the Lord. And when I leave from here, I want to see Jesus.
Yes.
Somebody say, when I get to heaven, I want to see Mama. I want to make sure I see Mama. I want to make sure I see my best friend. I want to make sure I see my neighbor over here. I want to make sure I see Jesus. Then I know I'm in the right place. Because truly, I don't know where my best friend went. I don't know where my first cousin went. I hope they went to heaven. I don't know where Mama went. Can I get a witness in this place? But when I know, when I see Jesus, then I know everything is all right. Amen. I'm at the right place. I see His face. Praise you the Lord. And He's reckoning us. Going to be all right. Going to be a good time. Amen. Well, I used to say that. I want to see Mama. I want to see my dad. I want to see Jesus.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord. Then I know I'm right. Ain't the Lord good in here?
Yes.
Amen. So it said, and seek my face. It said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and then turn. Come on now. All this is good, but we got to turn.
Yes.
See, we got to do four things. We got to humble. We got to pray. We got to seek. And then we got to turn.
All right.
Come on, somebody. From our wicked ways.
Yes.
Amen. When you turn, In other words, the things that you used to do, you don't do them no more. Amen. You got to turn from them old ways. The places I used to go, I no longer go there. The desire I used to have, I don't have that desire no more. Only thing now, I want to turn my face to the wall and say, Lord, what will you have me to do? Lord, show me your way. Lord, you see a problem, amen, arising right here. How should I handle this problem? Lord, you see that sister, you see that brother, you see the pastor, you see the deacon, you see, Lord, you need to pray and get the what the Lord have you to do. Amen. That's right. And get the mind of Christ. Because sometimes what we go and do, it ain't what the Lord intends for us to do. And then we get ourselves in a mess. And then sometimes we'll be humble and apologize, I'm sorry. And then sometimes we'll act like we did anything.
That's right.
And if you die with that, Paul Harvey said, and you know the rest of the story. Amen. Get right, church. And let's go on. Amen. Certainly, we do appreciate the goodness of Jesus. Appreciate the word. Thank God for all the listening ears. May God bless you.